Hey everybody, welcome back to another version of Flock and Gather. It is the 18-minute podcast to the Spa Channel. I'm Alan Scher, your host. I run the Spa Industry Association. We have 85,000 members across the globe. But today, I have a very dear friend of mine. I'm so glad she moved to the West Coast, so we're on the same time frame. A lot of you know her. It's Diane Waltersdorf. She runs the IECSC education area. She's the conference director. That is the International Aesthetic Congress. No, it's, what is it, Di? International Aesthetic Conference. What is it?
International Aesthetics, Cosmetics, and Spa Conference.
You know what? Inevitably, I've only been attending for 25 years that I should get it wrong, right? It's IECSC, International Aesthetic.
Aesthetics, Cosmetics, and Spa Conference.
Aesthetics, Cosmetics, and we love it. It's IECSC.com. Don't get it wrong, you know?
That's it.
Okay, I know you're the queen of education, but we call you the conference director anyways, right?
Yes.
I love it. Okay, and a lot of people don't know. They obviously know you by sight because they've seen you running the floor for how many years?
Almost 16 years. 16 oh my years God. In September.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
That's why I have
no I'm sorry, 15 years.
15 years. Unbelievable. Well, I always tell people whenever, you know, I have a lot of conversations about what shows should I attend. And when it comes to floor shows, IECSC.com is always on the top of my list. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But let's first talk about you being a New York transplant to the left coast. So how did that happen?
Well, I just wanted a change. And, you know, Connecticut was becoming very unaffordable, you know, taxes and just simply the cost of living. And, you know, for a couple of years, I shopped around for a different region to live. You know, I thought about North Carolina. You know, I thought about Florida because I have people down there. Ultimately, for Florida, you know, I don't care for the climate very much. And North Carolina, I just didn't have the courage to move somewhere where I didn't know anyone. Out here, I'm in a suburb of Spokane. I had come out to visit a friend a couple of summers ago. And as I was sitting on his deck one morning, having a cup of coffee and reading, I looked up at the mountains in the distance and I had an epiphany, which was, I could live here.
Oh my God. Everything you just said so fits with spa. You know, in my world, that quiet downtime, breathing, viewing the scenery, those are, you don't need more reasons than that. And I know a lot of people don't know, but Spokane is Southeast Washington. It is not Seattle, which is Northwest. And you're actually closer to the Idaho border down there, correct?
That's right. I'm 300 miles away from Seattle, almost 300 miles. And I'm just 2.5 miles from the Idaho state line. So okay, it's very scenic, you know, and that's the other thing too. Connecticut was feeling very claustrophobic. And here I appreciate the open space.
You know, our friend, Sam Hennis had a murderous time trying to move with his young family out of the city up to Connecticut. I mean, they had realtors up there with iPads and they were trying to buy a home and people were just offering cash sight unseen for homes up there. And it was crazy. They eventually found a house, but it was a mind-numbing process trying to buy a home for them in Connecticut. So I'm glad you're in Eastern Washington. Was it you guys or was it in Oregon that wanted to cede to become part of Idaho? I remember reading something about it, but I couldn't remember where it was.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. I think it might have been this Eastern Washington region.
Never going to happen. Right now, oh my God. Well, welcome to the left coast. Even though we moved from California to Arizona, I still think I'm on the left coast. And of course, right now we're on the same time frame for a change of pace. And that's always a good thing as well, right? Although I never minded when New York is only 2 hours ahead instead of three. You know, the smaller time frame makes it easy, because you know Arizona, other than a small part of the Indian res, doesn't change the time here. It stays the same.
I have heard that. Yeah, it's, you know, it's been, it took me longer than I expected to adjust to the 3-hour time change. You know, I think, you know, when we all travel and you travel to a different time zone, you know, you think, okay, well, it just takes me a couple of days and then I'm on that new time zone wherever I'm visiting. And I expected that would happen here, but I think it actually took my body and mind a few months to fully adjust. I didn't expect that.
They're called circadian rhythms and they needed to adjust. Look at, this is the one, I don't really call it a downside, but this morning I had a 7 a.m. Google or Zoom conference with Monty Zwang, who's up in Seattle, and a friend of ours, Lindsay Nadeau, who is in Côte d'Azur in the south of France in Nice, talking about a spa deal that we're trying to help get done in Georgia. That's Russian Georgia.
Oh, wow.
US. So you got to do it at 7 a.m. So I said, hey, I'm in my jammies. I got my cup of coffee and a half a bagel with peanut butter. So this is just the way it is when you're on the left coast, right?
That's true. That's true.
Okay, let's talk about travel and trade show, because as you and I, right before we went live on this, we started talking about it, because I got a whole calendar set up for the year. And let's talk about the four IECSC shows. And for those who weren't listening to me bubble, that is the International Aesthetics, Cosmetics, and Spa Conference. So Alan, get it right. Okay.
You got it.
Okay. And Di, best place to go is IECSC.com, correct? They can get all the information, sign up for the shows.
That's right. You can see the dates and venues for all of our shows there. At this time, the Las Vegas registration is live, and we are hearing a lot of excitement about Las Vegas. People are so eager to get back to business.
Do you have the dates in front of you for that show?
Yes, Las Vegas is June 20th and 21st, and then there will be a virtual day June 23rd.
Good. Well, and normally it used to be 3 days live, but given the changing environment, for the moment, we're going to do 2 days live and 1 day virtual, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So when people buy a pass to the show, are they buying the live and the virtual, or can they buy them separate? How do they do that?
If you purchase a ticket for the live event, you automatically have access to the virtual, but you can buy a separate virtual only.
Awesome. Okay. And I'm really excited because you will be only my second or third. Well, and I'm going to be at your sister show in Miami. For those who don't know, that's called Spa Tech. That is a one-on-one high-end meet and greet show, which will be in Miami, I think at the beginning of June, if I remember the dates correctly. So you'll be show number three for me. And what should people expect? We're headed to Las Vegas. So what should be different there?
Well, there will be social distancing in place. Things are kind of in flux right now because things are improving. And, you know, I just saw recently a press release that the governor is hoping to reopen Las Vegas business capacities to 100% by June 1st. You know, there will, however, still be mask mandates in place. And that is something that comes from the governor and the local officials. So everything that we do will be in accordance with the mandates in place by the particular state and county and city.
All right. So let me just rehash this real quick. We know everything's up in the air, but we also know we're going forward, right? I mean, there are still some outbreaks or surges. What do they call it? I don't even remember anymore. A surge of COVID. But like, if you come down here, Di, to Arizona, this is like less than 500 cases a day now, where it was running thousands. So it's pretty open. You know what a mask mandate is here? Put one in your pocket and put it on if you want to. Now, I always put one on if I go in public somewhere. That's just me. And I probably will always carry a mask. But I understand that people don't want to wear masks. And frankly, I'm not about to tell people what to do. But we know that your group, IECSC, is, you're telling us you're very conscious and very aware of it, and you'll be all over whatever the rules and the regulations of the time are, correct?
That's right. Our operations team works closely with the appropriate officials and is constantly up to date on guidelines that are in place by the CDC, as well as regional and local health mandates.
Good. You know what I've noticed over the last year? Even the experts aren't the experts anymore. You know, they've all changed their minds and have done what I call the Texas two steps so often. It's almost like we're all sheeple. We just kind of follow whatever it is. Like I had my second vaccine shot 2 days ago. And then I hear them talking about, well, maybe people who have COVID, and I did in December, don't need a shot. It's like, oh, thanks for telling me now. Right?
Yeah.
Had COVID, had shots, wear a mask. Okay, I'm in. Wherever I'm going, I'm in at this point, you know.
Yeah, I think what people need to do is just practice a little bit more patience. You know, I hate to use this word, it's been used to death, but unprecedented. You know, everyone's trying to do the right thing. And I feel like, because of the uncertainty and the unprecedented things, you know, surrounding COVID, you know, I think people just need to be more patient and just have a little bit more compassion from the people who are trying to put safety rules in effect and do the right thing.
Compassion, what's that? Can you spell it for me? I don't know what. I fully agree with you. My Kathy, my wife, loves to say there's no grace anymore.
No.
People have hard shoulders, not soft shoulders, you know, and it's, look at that being said, I don't want to dwell on it. I want to talk about more show stuff. So what's going to happen at the show in Vegas? We're used to a lot of booths. We're used to a lot of education. We're used to flocking and gathering, if I may say that. So would I expect the same thing to go on?
Pretty much. I mean, there's still going to be a lot of vendors on the show floor, happy to, you know, share their latest products and services. In terms of education, we're still going to have the same categories of education that we've had in the past, namely the aesthetics category of education, spa business, both on the management side and sales, client retention side. We'll have social media and marketing education, which, you know, has just been going strong for several years now. We have makeup. We have a wellness track. We have medical spa education. And of course, we also have the product-focused education, which is presented by the exhibitors so that you can, you know, take a deeper dive into their specific products and services. One thing that you will see a little bit different on the conference program is there's a little bit more of turn time in between classes. So, you know, previously where we might have had 15 minutes turn time in between classes, that's extended now. And that provides time for cleaning crews to go in and sanitize a room as it turns.
Great idea. Can you give me what's the rest of the lay of the land for the year? There's three more shows, I'm assuming. You look at everything we know, it has a question mark attached, but what are the other shows for the year?
The other shows are New York at the end of July.
Yep.
Then in September, we will visit Chicago and we will still be alongside America's Beauty Show.
Ah, wonderful.
Yes. And the other bit of excitement surrounding Chicago is we're going to be in a new venue. We'll be out at the Rosemont Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. So we won't be at McCormick Place. The Rosemont facility is a great place to do business. It's convenient to the airport. So we're very excited about that. And then we'll close out the year in October. And that for that event, we'll be in Palm Beach and the Palm Beach Convention Center. And that's a new venue for us as well that we're pretty excited about.
Yeah, I'm going to say there's a lot of exciting stuff and great. I mean, New York, Chicago, Palm Beach. I can't call that a bad. Oh, and starts with Las Vegas. So I can't call that a bad run. Right.
No, it's going to be a hectic run for sure. You know, squeezing four shows into 5 months, but at least it gets us back on track.
We're speaking today with Diane Waltersdorf. She is the conference director for IECSC. That's the International Aesthetics, Cosmetics, and Spa Conference. You can find them at IECSC.com. Di, as we head into the last few minutes here, you and I have talked about this. When I started 33 years ago in this business, the mantra was educate, educate, educate. I don't frankly think anything's changed today. That is still the mantra. You kind of told me a lot of the education too will have a good bent towards helping people get reopened. What does it look like under the new environment? People should expect to grab a lot of knowledge when they go to Vegas in June for that show, correct?
That's right. Information and knowledge about how to move forward. You know, I think our industry did a really good job in the midst of COVID, you know, last year in terms of launching virtual education. And a lot of that education focused on sanitation protocols and, you know, moving clients in and out of your spa. And, you know, to begin with, our industry does a very good job in the area of sanitation anyway, because that's part of everyone's required education. So, you know, we always did a good job of it anyway. And yes, now it's time to move to the next step. So, you know, COVID business practices 2.0, you know, beyond the sanitation, how to move forward, you know, how to get a better grip on your business and your finances and how to market yourself in the current and post-COVID world.
Well, you know this, when Alan and my wingman Greg come to the shows, as we have done for so many years, where do I like to spend most of my time? In education.
Well, you are everywhere though, but yes.
Look at Greg swears we have to put on 25,000 steps a day. And that's why we run those escalators and those stairs back and forth and grab water on the fly. But I'm going to look forward to seeing you in a very short time. Friends, go to IECSC.com. Check it out. Reach out to Diane. You can probably access her through the website or find out about education. You're my single favorite floor shows, and I can't wait for them to get started. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Alan.
A pleasure. And friends, remember, please be kind to each other. And how about this, Di, we'll add today, and have some grace.